your show. Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. As we launch into another show full of fun and excitement, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Start things out tonight with a security state update. How about that? In fact, we'll go first to the TSA and the airports, and then we'll check in with the borders. But first, let's talk about the airports. Becky Akers at lourockwell.com has sort of been following the travails of the TSA, the just the madness at the airports, and how police state third world it is at the this country's airports, and you know, the absurdities of the TSA and all the awful things they've done. In fact, you know, I had that story about the woman who was forced to remove her nipple ring. That was kind of big news, I guess, or it was news that we missed on this show about TSA.
We didn't miss it. It just didn't make the air.
Well, that's true. It didn't make the air. But maybe it will tonight. First, though, Becky reports that initial reports, and this, by the way, from LouRockwell.com, initial reports made it sound as though April 1st was the day the Transportation Security Administration had so eagerly awaited. Airport screeners finally caught a live, real, honest-to-goodness terrorist at Orlando International with what they called materials that could have been used for an explosive device in his bag. Now, those materials...
Now, this is what we're paying these guys for.
That's
finally.
Right. That's right. Those materials weren't the TSA's usual trophies either of excess baby food, veterans commemorative lighters. No, here were two galvanized pipes, end caps, two small containers carrying BBs, batteries, two containers with an unknown liquid, and bomb-making literature. Finally.
There you go.
Vindication. The $40 billion that the TSA has sucked from taxpayers' pockets since 2001, as well as 7 years of warrantless searches and frustrated passengers, were suddenly justified. Even better, screeners detected the bomber thanks to one of the TSA's most anti-constitutional and controversial programs, Behavior Detection, a.k.a. SPOT, SPOT, Screening Passengers by Observation Techniques. Now, finally, SPOT 2 has been validated. Alas, later reports chipped away at the victory. Turns out the terrorist, Mr. Kevin Brown, had packed the He had packed the materials in his checked bag, not his carry-on.
Okay.
So he had all the materials to make it like a little
But he couldn't get to them because they're in his checked luggage.
Right. Air Jamaica, Kevin's carrier, hastened to assure customers that the items could not have caused an explosion, and the aircraft and its passengers were never at risk. Talk about taking the wind out of the TSA's sails. Further deflating those jibs was Kevin himself. He first told authorities he wanted to detonate the materials on a tree stump in Jamaica. Now, that's harmless enough, so naturally the story changed. Kevin later said he was going to show his friends in his home country how to build explosives. How many alternative interrogation techniques did the new and improved confession require? Far from a terrorist, Kevin is one of those sad, injured folks on which our neoconservative rulers in general and the TSA in particular prey. He's a U.S. Army veteran who was never the same after his deployment to Iraq. Kevin's been in and out of hospitals with a history of mental illness. His mother's murder in 2005 didn't help. The lawyer representing the family in the murder case considers Kevin a bit unstable. He says, "I think the mother's death would have been on his mind." It's easy to see why. Kevin was a baby when his father died, so his mother raised him and his brother on her own, and she was the breadwinner for the family, the attorney added. She was always there for them. I suppose Kevin should count his blessings that he's merely in jail now instead of murdered himself. The TSA doesn't usually deal gently with depressed, distraught people. But Kevin's tragedies don't shame the TSA from its crude crowing. You would think that screeners had bagged Osama himself with the latest technology instead of the hocus-pocus they call SPOT. Now, SPOT sends screeners into concourses to spy on passengers. You might have heard that they were doing this.
Yes.
Those whose comportment doesn't meet the TSA's top-secret definition of normal are pulled aside and interrogated. Yep, this is as abusive and arbitrary as it sounds, though the TSA pretends that it's science. SPOT combines the police state tactics Israel uses in its airports with micro-expressions, looks we supposedly flash in about one thirtieth of a second to reveal our innermost thoughts.
I saw that technology being used at the OJ trial. They were somebody was you know, looking at the different witnesses and trying to come up with whether they were lying or telling the truth by these micro expressions. I don't know.
Did it work?
How are you going to know? I mean, it was the O.J. trial. You know, do you think we got the highest truth out of the O.J. criminal trial?
No, I guess not.
There you go.
Paul Ekman, a professor at the University of California in San Francisco, claims to have discovered microexpressions decades ago when he and a buddy sat around making faces at one another, photographing themselves, and then studying the pictures. Now, if you think that sounds like a couple of grad students who'd swilled their fair share of beer...
That's what I was thinking.
You've got more sense than the TSA. Meanwhile, even researchers at the TSA's parent bureaucracy, the Department of Homeland Security, admit that the SPOT program is unproven and potentially ineffectual.
That's great.
The manager of its project...
But it's American taxpayers, so we don't care.
The manager of the Project Hostile Intent, Larry Willis himself, says, "We're trying to establish whether there is something to detect." Ekman himself pretty much established that there isn't when spotters under his guidance at Boston's Logan International saved us from another 9/11. The man in the cheap brown jacket stood slumped in line, staring at the ground. This is from one of their reports. His hands were fidgety, reaching repeatedly into his inside jacket pocket, or patting it from the outside. Ekman sagely suggested that repeated patting of the chest might mean that a bomb is strapped too tightly under a person's jacket.
It might mean that. I suppose it might just mean that.
While terrorists often manifest a slumped posture, sure enough...
Terrorists are slumped, now we know.
Sure enough, when Ekman and his acolytes accosted the man, he promptly confessed. He was on the way to the funeral of his brother, who had died unexpectedly. That was the reason for the bowed head. The frequent chest patting was to reassure himself that he had his boarding pass.
Of course. I mean, you know, that's the place that you would be checking for those things.
I do that. I know I've done that a number of times when I've been in an airport, just to make sure I didn't put it somewhere or put it down or leave it somewhere I didn't expect to leave it. And just you touch your pockets to make sure things are there. Anyway, neither Dr. Ekman or the TSA see anything wrong with a country in which governments harass grieving people. Spotters have been spying on passengers since January of 2006, and as of September of 2007, they'd fingered 43,000 of the approximately 1.3 billion people who'd taken to the skies in that period. They called the cops on 3,100 of those 43,000 victims, with 278 of those 3,100 people arrested for guns, drugs, fake ID, or immigration issues. None of them for terrorism. Spot's rate of success, if we're judging by that number of arrests, is 0.000002%. And that sinks even further to 0% if we're picky enough to demand that the arrest actually be for terrorism. Spot clearly fails at finding terrorists in favor of simply detaining folks. Fortunately for passengers, it isn't even good at that. According to Barry Steinhardt of the ACLU, it doesn't seem like a lot of arrests given how easy it is to arrest someone. Meanwhile, critics contend that any random sweep of 43,000 passengers might have turned up as many so-called criminals. There's always a reason why you're exhibiting that behavior that catches our attention, opines one of the TSA spotters. Maybe it's just because you're having problems at home. Actually, it's because we're having problems with a totalitarian government, says Becky.
I do like Becky Akers.
She does a good job. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
So I thought there for a minute that the TSA had actually caught themselves with a genuine terrorist.
No, sorry about that. It's been how long now? What, 6 years?
Yeah.
Something like that?
You know, even
they got nothing.
Even if the terrorists are out there, the TSA is not likely to catch them. They miss, I don't know, depending on the reports you read, but... I've seen as high as 80% of guns, knives, and bombs that their own red team tries to slip through. If you bring that down to say they catch two-thirds of them, just say that you just go crazy and say they catch two-thirds. That means one-third of terrorists gets through.
So I'll send in nine guys, and you got a whole team.
Yep.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, Mark, you're going to tell us about the latest on the border fence. They're still trying to build that thing down there.
It's the law.
We'll get to that and also take your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. Take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says,
I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Abacore 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Abacore's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Abacore's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Abacore and receive Boost just for trying Abacore. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AbacoreRadio.com.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a rice machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rice's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building rice machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth. And my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite and he started on it. And within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Take a CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. By the way, those features include the archive. So if you missed a moment of the show, just go and get them for free right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com.
SACL.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. So let's travel down to the border, Mark, and get the latest on this border fence they're trying to build for whatever reason, because they think that it's going to keep people out of the country. What is going on down there?
Well, securing the nation's border, this is from the New York Times, securing the nation's border is so important, Congress says, that Michael Chertoff, the Homeland Security Secretary, must have the power to ignore any laws that stand in the way of building a border fence. Any laws at all. Last week, Mr. Chertoff issued waivers suspending more than 30 laws he said could interfere with the expeditious construction of barriers in Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Texas. The list included laws protecting the environment, screw the environment, endangered species, kill them all, migratory birds, hack their little heads off, feed them to the Border Patrol agents, the bald eagle, the most egregious of all of those little endangered birds, the bald eagle. Antiquities, farms, deserts, forests, Native American graves, and religious freedoms, all of them.
Wow.
Screw it. The Secretary of Homeland Security was granted the power in 2005 to void any federal law that might interfere with fence building on the border. For good measure, Congress forbade the courts to second-guess the Secretary's determination, so long as Mr. Chertoff is willing to say it's necessary to void a given law. His word is final.
Damn.
Final. Here in the United States of America, the Secretary of Homeland Security has final say. Screw your court system.
Yep.
Forget the appellate courts. All those rights you've got, nothing. This Mr. Chertoff says so.
That's amazing.
The delegation of power to Mr. Chertoff is unprecedented, according to a report from the Congressional Research Service.
Yeah, I guess so.
It is also, if papers filed in the Supreme Court last month are correct, unconstitutional.
We've already seen the other laws don't matter. Well, why
gave him the power? Why can't they give him the power over the Supreme Court?
Yeah.
People can disagree about the urgency of border security and about whether it's more or less important than, say, the environment. Congress is entrusted with making those judgments, and here it is spoken clearly. In the process, it has also granted the executive branch more of the sort of unilateral power the Bush administration has often claimed for itself. No one doubts that Congress may repeal old laws through new legislation, but there's a difference between passing a law that overrides a previous one and tinkering with the structure of the Constitution itself. The extraordinary powers granted to Mr. Chertoff may test the limits of how much of its own authority Congress may cede to another branch of the government.
I don't really see how any limits will be tested. I mean, they've already made new progress in that particular realm. They've already destroyed the old barriers at this point. The limits are gone. This is just more evidence of that. When you've got this government structure that they originally set up with the intention that they would all sort of be the three different factions, the judicial and legislative and executive branches, would all be sort of duking it out with each other to try to keep government as small as possible.
Right.
That was the original concept, at least. I don't know if the founders knew that it was nonsense. Maybe they did. Maybe it was all just a big sham.
I don't think they did.
I don't really know. They probably didn't realize how far people in search of power would go. But what we end up having now, instead of three branches fighting it out to keep the government small, what we have is three branches of government just patting each other on the back. What's that? You need some power there? Okay, hey, no problem. We'll just shovel it over to you. No problem at all. Mr. Executive, you're in charge now. You know, who are we? We're just Congress. We're just the little people. Here you go. Take it all. Just do whatever you want. That's what they're talking about here. And is anyone surprised? Is anyone hearing this particular news and shocked by this? I can't imagine. I mean, if you've paid attention over the last decade, then you certainly shouldn't be shocked. The government has continued to increase its power over our lives. In this case, the government now, one branch, increasing its power over other branches of government with the consent of the other branches of government.
Right. Now, so here's the sentence that to me is most telling. The extraordinary powers granted to Mr. Chertoff may test the limits of how much of its own authority Congress can cede to another branch of the government. Where in the Constitution does it say that Congress can cede any of its authority to any other branch of the government?
Well, apparently it doesn't explicitly prohibit it.
It sort of says that anything, it says in the Tenth Amendment that anything not expressly mentioned in this Constitution shall be granted to the states to the people, respectively.
Right.
So therefore, it would be the people who therefore get to decide whether or not Congress can...
Well, the people have elected these people, Mark. See, it's a representative republic. The people have elected the congressmen, and the congressmen decided to give up their power to the executive branch. See? Isn't democracy wonderful?
Our republic is destroyed. It is no longer what it was meant to be. I'm sorry, it is a sick perversion of itself.
It's really amazing just watching all this happen. What's the next step going to be? What are they going to do next? Here's what Mr. Chertoff, I've got the article here. Do you want to continue it?
No, go ahead.
Mr. Chertoff explained the reasoning behind the law in a news release last week. Criminal activity at the border, he said, does not stop for endless debate or protracted litigation. We need to move, and we need to move now. So they're using, this allegation.
It's expeditious to hand the power over to one man. But isn't it expeditious to hand all power over to the president? Shouldn't we just elect the king every 4 years? Wouldn't that be more expeditious?
This is the excuse.
As far as expeditious goes, shouldn't we elect a king for a decade or two?
Yeah, I mean,
George Bush just pass it on to whomever he chooses?
Well, isn't that really what's been going on, Mark? I mean, look at the last several decades in America. You've got a Bush, you've got a Clinton, you've got a Bush. Before that, Bush was a vice president. And coming up next, you could have another Clinton.
I don't think that in and of itself.
I mean, talk about a royal family.
I don't think
they hang around with one another. Former President Clinton hangs out with former President Bush. They're buddy buddy. So really, I mean, you almost have a royal family there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say about that.
If the choices are Bush and Clinton. Let's say Hillary runs again in 2012 and Jeb runs for office and it's a Bush and Clinton choice. What? They're going to do the same things. We know that. They're going to make government bigger and more intrusive and more oppressive. So what does it matter who's in charge?
Well, I can tell you that the Constitution of the United States of America lays out explicitly what the powers of Congress are, and one of those powers is not to cede or delegate its power to some other branch of government.
Well, and they've done it anyway.
This is wrong.
Well, what can you do about it, Mark?
Nothing.
That's right.
Is all I can do is advocate for secession.
That's all we can do at this point.
I advocate for the secession of New Hampshire. If not New Hampshire, for the secession of Cheshire County. If not Cheshire County, for the secession of Keene. And if not Keene, at least my little plot of land.
1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour, and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.heaitonline.com. That's HEAIRITONLINE.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, haptic foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
How much do you spend on a cup of coffee? JustPlainJoe.com offers over 60 different flavors roasted to order from gourmet Arabica coffee beans in whole bean or ground at just $7.99 a 12-ounce package. It's roasted fresh to order. JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders are delivered within 3 business days via UPS. If you buy 5 packages, you can save on shipping. That's JustPlainJoe.com.
We go to the phone calls unscreened to the AMP line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
This is a collect call placed from a Texas State Correctional Facility from inmate.
Hey, it's Sam. They're coming to get me. Oh, I'm scared.
To accept this call, press or say 1.
One.
Otherwise, please hang up.
Hello?
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 What's up, guys?
You okay, Sam?
You didn't think I was actually in jail, did you?
Well, I kind of wondered.
That was pretty special, man. How did you get that audio? Did you, like, generate it yourself with some sort of audio generator?
I typed in text-to-speech in AT&T Labs. Has a little thing where you can type in and it'll computer generate the voice.
Nice. Nice.
Pretty cool.
So you're not in jail.
Obviously,
and
I made it through my court date yesterday and didn't end up going to jail.
Was that ever really a chance? Was there a chance of that?
The judge got a little red-faced, I'll tell you about that. It went pretty smoothly, though, overall.
So you were going to try sort of questioning the legitimacy of the court system entirely right there in the court while you were – what was this? What huge infraction was this, jaywalking?
Speeding ticket.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so what happened, I showed up. There was no rides for the judge or anything. He was already in there handling cases, and they were just having people walk right up. You didn't even go to the table or sit down or anything.
Well, that's because they're used to that. That's because they want to save time. They're used to people just taking a plea or paying the fine or whatever it is. Most of the people there probably weren't going to contest anything, right?
Yeah, most of the people are there going up to see what the judge is going to tell them their options are, and then they'll pick from the options they're given.
Mm-hmm.
Is really what happens. So I went up, and he's like, "Yes," and I said, "You know, I want to plead guilty. Get out of here. I got this plea." But I researched it, and I read to him from the plea. It says that I have to intelligently, knowingly, and voluntarily, with a clear understanding of the nature of the charge against me and the penalties levied for the offense, that I have to understand all this, so I have a few questions.
Okay.
And he said, okay, go ahead. So then I asked, you know, am I entitled to a fair hearing? He said, oh, of course you are. Am I entitled to a meaningful hearing? He said, yes. But then we get to the next question. I said, what are the consequences, if any, if you don't give me a fair and meaningful hearing? He said, well, I'm not sure. So then I looked and I said out loud as I wrote, not sure. And he goes, oh, wait, I guess you could appeal. You could appeal. So then we go down and we get to the section on corpus delicti. So this is the one that says there has to be a body of evidence. There has to be your criminal agency and all of these things required to have a crime.
I thought that corpus delicti was body of evidence and someone to accuse you of the crime, right? Or someone someone who's a victim, right?
A victim and the body of evidence that ties it all together.
Okay.
So he agrees right outright that it's the body of evidence. And I ask about, you know, does there have to be a victim, da 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 da. And we're kind of going in circles. So I read him the citation in the script that I got from Mark Emery, except it's from a California Supreme Court,
right?
Which has no bearing in Texas. So the judge smacked me on that one pretty good and brought it up two or three times later, you know, saying, well, if you're going to be reading stuff that's not even relevant to this court, you know, these questions are frivolous. He, you know, use that sort of attack because of that mistake.
Okay.
So we're going through the questions. The next one that we get to, is there any allegations of injury? And he said, well, there's no victim. And I asked the question again, and all he would say is that there's no victim.
Mm-hmm. Well, where's the crime?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
See, it's trying to play law with the lawyers. It is tough to play in their sandbox.
Exactly. That's the thing. If you've never done something like this, it's going to be really hard to just go in and stand up to these guys because they do this every day. It's, you know, like calling in first time to debate something with you guys on the government. It's going to be tough.
You know, I was thinking, you may have more to your story, but just as an aside, I was thinking about the different techniques that people advocate, because there are different people out there advocating that people do different things when they're in court.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Stevens is one of them, and I love his approach. AdventuresInLegalLand.com is his website, and that's what you were attempting to try down there in Texas. But I also like the approach of the guys over at ThinkFree.ca, which is a Canadian group of activists that has basically come to the conclusion that they never agreed in the first place to play by all these rules. And so that's sort of the position that they would take. However, I don't know if that would work for you, Sam, because you probably have a Texas driver's license, and they could claim that you agreed to all of their rules by the fact that you went and got their driver's license. So that...
Yeah, I would agree. I've read a lot of Robert Menard's stuff, and I think some of it will definitely apply, and I look forward to digging into it more. But right now, I'm still kind of entrenched in the system, so to speak.
Right. Now, one could make the argument that you never actually got into a legitimate agreement when it came to the driver's license because you couldn't possibly have known all of the things you were agreeing to, and so therefore it probably wasn't a legitimate contract. But that's a little bit more, I think, a difficult point to make.
Yeah, and I think the average person is going to say, oh, that's ridiculous. So...
Well, the average person is going to say, we need driver's licenses.
Yeah, you got it. So one of the other questions I asked that from Mark's perspective I think would be a definite no is, would you enforce your orders and judgments, or I'm sorry, would your orders and judgments be valid if I didn't get a fair hearing? And he said yes, and he said that because, you know, if he closes a court case and later it gets overturned, his orders are still valid until the case is won, is overturned on appeal.
Right. Hmm.
So, you know, there's a definitely a difference come from in both of the in what Mark Stevens has done and what the courts are accepting as reality. And then eventually, though, there were a few spots where the judge's face got red and, you know, he tried to pawn me off on the prosecutor to ask my questions to the prosecutor before I went through my setup questions. And I said I couldn't do that. And, you know, the earlier questions are going to establish which questions I ask later. So then, you know, I eventually got the two of them together. And, I mean, the prosecutor was looking at me like, how dare you come into this courtroom and ask these questions? He did. He's like, boy, what are you doing? That was just the look on his face.
Well, you know, the fact is, you aren't a lawyer, and so you do have the right to understand the proceedings that are going on in there, and that's all you're really doing is you're just asking questions about the whole setup.
They don't want questions asked.
Right. Well, they just want you to be obedient.
And the Supreme Court says that it's the judge's duty, really, to hold your hand through the process and make sure that I understand things. Now, I was reading off one of these questions, and I was mispronouncing a word, stumbling on it a little bit, and I looked up in the middle of that, and the judge is rolling his eyes, looking up at the ceiling. I'm thinking, yeah, he's probably not doing that for me. The one question I asked that I thought was really interesting is this one. Is everything on this ticket true and correct?
Mm.
And they said, well, that's a question for the officer who was not there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the one reason I was in court to begin with?
Because you were speeding?
Allegedly.
Well, yeah, but just because I
face your accuser?
Speed according to the government speed limits all the time, but I'm not required to go to court. What makes me go to court?
Because you're caught.
And then what do they do?
Let you face your accuser?
They write up a complaint, a ticket.
Okay.
So the ticket is the one piece of evidence or the one complaint, factual claim that says this person violated the law. Now, I asked, is everything on the one piece of evidence true and correct? And they said they didn't know.
Hmm.
And the one person who wrote it wasn't there.
Well, if
and
he's not there, then shouldn't the case have gotten thrown out? Hang on, you can answer that in a moment. More on the way with Sam. You can take control as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. freetalklive.com. You like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live? Then go shopping with us at the Free Talk Live store. Get all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, including T-shirts, hats, and hoodies. We've got more than that as well, including a DVD Classic Archive collector sets and the Free Talk Live lighter bottle opener combo. That way you can smoke and drink with the help of Free Talk Live. Head on over. And what better thing could there be for a libertarian show, right?
I don't even know what to say to that.
Head on over to store.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Sam in Texas. Sam, you got a speeding ticket recently in Texas, and you decided to take it to court. Now, was this a trial? Because you mentioned that you were in there and you asked a bunch of questions, which they didn't want you to ask, which is kind of an interesting technique where you just go in and you just ask question after question to kind of box the judge in to a position where he'd rather not be. But as you were asking some of these questions, you asked the question of, well, is everything on this ticket true and correct? And they said they didn't know that you'd have to ask the police officer that. But he wasn't there. Was this actually a trial, or was this some sort of preliminary hearing?
This is a pretrial hearing, is what they called it.
I see.
Right, and I believe that the sole purpose of this hearing, I've been to one of these myself, is to
plead guilty.
Right, people are told, oh, just take the ticket to trial because the cop usually doesn't show up. I think that they had too much of that going on, so they set up this additional hearing. So that you'd be like, you'd have shot your wad and sort of be like, I don't want to come back down here and try to find a parking space downtown and deal with these jerks and, you know, all that stuff. And you'd just, take whatever it is that they offered. When I took my ticket, they offered me half price, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, no, in the legal sense, it's established to allow lawyers to file motions before the court begins, before the trial begins. It's also for the defendant to review the prosecutor's case and the facts about the case. So the one fact in this case is the ticket. And they're saying that they don't know if everything on it is true or correct, and I can't even find out until we go to trial.
Got it.
Now, does that make any sense at all?
I guess that doesn't make any sense at all, no.
So I think there is something to Mark's strategy here, because the areas that the judge got red-faced and short with some of his answers were, you know, the key things like this, dealing with the complaint itself, with jurisdiction, with standing.
What were some of the jurisdictional questions that you asked?
Okay, let me go...
Or just continue on what you were going to tell us. I don't know if you were going to get
No, I'll jump over. It's okay. So one of the things I asked was, would I have to enter a plea if there is no jurisdiction over me? And he would not give me a responsive answer to that. He said, he did. He said, I would, because the state assumes jurisdiction is established.
What does that mean?
Well, the state just says, we are the state, and you will abide.
And you're in it. He's assuming that the ticket was given in the state of Texas, was given in the town that I live in, and
did you ask him what
state has authority over that given geographical area?
Did you ask him what factually the state of Texas is? Isn't that one of the questions?
No. That's where, I didn't challenge some things because, man, it's really easy to get flustered, especially after he hammers you for citing California Supreme Court law in Texas.
Sure. I'm surprised. Now, how long did all this go on for, Sam? I mean, most of these people walk up, they plea, they walk away. I mean, the average person going up in front of the judge must take no more than a couple of minutes, if that. How long were you standing up there?
Well, so I got there at 9:20 or so. The time I was supposed to be there was 9:30. About 10 minutes after that, I went up the first time. I was there for about 6 minutes when he asked me, how many questions do you have? And he sat me back down to run some of the cases through.
Mm-hmm.
Then he sent me over to the prosecutor. I wouldn't ask the prosecutor the questions. He sat me back down. Another 10 or 15 minutes went by. Then he called me back up. We were going for about 15 minutes, but more cases had come in, so he sat me back down to get rid of, clear the courtroom out.
Yeah, he doesn't want anybody in there hearing you ask those questions.
Yeah, and so then we went back up, and by that time everybody had been run through the courts, and it was just my three witnesses sitting there.
Huh.
And we talked probably an hour, hour and a half.
Wow.
Additional.
Well, congratulations. You did waste their time, whatever the amount of time that they were going to get out of you on this ticket.
But before you go on, if you've got more you wanted to share, imagine for just a moment. Now, we're still not too sure how effective this particular process is.
What were the results?
Well, we'll get to that. But just imagine one moment if a whole bunch of people tried this. If a whole bunch of people decided they were going to go in and just ask questions,
well, they come up with a system for handling it, is what that would happen.
Well, then it wouldn't be legitimate anymore. If it's a legitimate court, then you have to be able to understand the proceedings. And if they don't want it to even,
what if they hand you a sheet of paper and say, we're postponing your case until tomorrow. Read this. Goodbye.
Now, I don't know, Mark. I'm not sure how they would handle it. But what did end up happening, Sam?
Okay, so we got to page 6 of 18, and there's a Supreme Court ruling, courts can only adjudicate justiciable controversies. That was one of the words I pronounced wrong, and he got mad about. And I asked him if the court agreed with that, and he said he needed to review it. Now, I could either wait there. This was about 11 o'clock. I could either wait there until probably about 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
For him to read the case and decide, or we could reschedule. And I realize that's a great opportunity for me to regroup, possibly talk to Mark Stevens again and reform some of these questions and really clean it up and come back and pack in a punch.
So, cool. So
that's what we did, and I'm going back at the end of the month.
Wow. Okay. So it's sort of
just
postponed.
Be prepared that most jurisdiction questions are handled on appeal. And, you know, you may very well get a bad, and I believe it says so in the Adventures in Legal Land by Mark Stevens, adventuresinlegalland.com. I believe it says in there that, you know, sometimes he wins, sometimes he loses in court, but he almost always wins on appeal.
Okay.
Well,
gotcha.
I think it's all very interesting, very fascinating. It's the first time that one of our listeners has actually, I think, applied any of those techniques. I think it's interesting that, he didn't really get upset in that he didn't charge you with contempt of court or anything like that. How did you feel like he was handling you? You said he got red-faced at some points. Was he sort of bemused by you, or what was his general demeanor?
He was very nice. He was respectful. He answered my questions honestly, and I think he gave a lot of consideration to not just what I was asking, but the specific wording. And he even took the time to explain some of the premise behind his decision. Like one of the questions I asked, would a meaningful and fair hearing require responsive answers to the questions I ask? And he said, you know, no, because you could be asking about stuff from a California Supreme Court that's not relevant. You know, there he is beating me up about it. And we wrestled around with that question for about 3 minutes, and finally I stated it, okay, you know, would a meaningful and fair hearing require responsive answers to my questions about Texas law? Yes. What about these proceedings? And he said yes. So it was a matter of kind of scoping down some of the questions so that he could give me a responsive answer, but there were still some that clearly were not open for discussion, and the court's mind was made up. He also said jurisdiction was not an element of the crime. And
Are you telling me Texas State Trooper, or was it a local cop?
This is a city police officer.
So that city police officer could go to Bermuda and hand out tickets? hell it's not, Your Honor.
Well, what is his work? Part of? I mean, is it standing? And I didn't even get a clear answer on that. So that's one of the things where I'm going to have another 20 questions ready to go to really dive into that issue with them.
So are you going back for another hearing, or are they scheduling a trial for the end of the month?
I would just give you your damn...
No, we're going back to continue on page 7 where I left off. So what he's doing is he's going to review this Supreme Court case. They wanted me to just continue with my questions. Hmm. And I said, well, I can't, because I need to know the court's position on this in order to know what the rules are in order to continue.
I think that's pretty noteworthy right there. The fact that you said, well, I'm sorry, I can't continue with my questions. And then they said, okay, fine, let's reschedule this, as opposed to just saying, you owe the money, get out of my courtroom, or you're going to jail, instead of, you know, really flexing their might. They kind of backed down a little bit. They blinked somewhat,
yeah,
I think.
Well, then they said, okay, well, give us the rest of your questions so we can have answers for those too. And they said,
show us your hand, Sam. Show us your hand.
Exactly.
What do you got there?
I'm like, well, I don't know what questions I'm going to ask, because it's going to depend on what you answer in earlier questions.
Awesome. Well, definitely keep us informed, sir, and good to know that it went, I think, as well as it did. Maybe what will happen...
Well, I hope this ongoing speeding ticket doesn't keep you from moving to the Free State Project within the next 5 years.
I'm working towards that, Mark.
That's one of the things I was concerned with. I think eventually you might just pay it just so we can get out of there. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, and if he's lucky, maybe they'll just send him something in the next 2 weeks saying, we've waived your ticket. Please don't come back. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. It's a